starting with today, we will have a little seminar about the subject matter of welcoming Lord Krishna within our heart. The seminar is designed to take place in 3 lectures, which are consecutive, I think it's the word. One builds upon the other. And today is a very easy part, a very devotional part. We will study a little bit how Lord Krishna was welcomed in Dwaraka after a long absence. This
Dakle, počeo danas, održat ćemo kratki seminar o prizivanju Krišnu, odnosno o davanju dobrodošlice Krišnu na srcu. On će se sastojati od 3 dijela. Današnji će biti jedan, u stvari, najlakši dio koji govori o Krišnu Dvaraki.
Bhagavatam teaches us that just like a body requires the presence of the soul to live, we require the actual experience of God in our heart to live on the spiritual platform.
Bhagavatam nas uči da baš kao što je tijelu potrebna duša da bi moglo djelovati, isto tako je potrebna i
We require the actual experience of God's presence in the heart in order to be able to live on the spiritual plane.
Potrebno nam je stvarno iskustvo Božje ljubavi da bismo mogli živjeti na duhovnoj razini.
Yes, we can eat, we can sleep, we can have even something as exciting as sexual intercourse. But without God's presence in the heart, we are supposed to be dead while doing all these things and many more.
Dakle, možemo jesti i spavati ili se baviti nekim uzbudljivim aktivnostima kao što je možda i spolni odnos, ali bez Božjeg prisustva u našem životu to zapravo nema puno smisla.
It's in other words highly important for a devotee in order to live a devotional fulfilling life to just experience the divine touch.
Jako je važno da bhakta da bi mogao iskusiti ta duhovna iskustva, da osjeti taj božanski doder.
Otherwise his activities are considered to be the activities of a living dead person. The example has been given of the bellows in the forge of the smith, the iron smith.
Daje se primjer mijeha koje koristi kovač.
These bellows breathe. They suck in air and they push out air.
Taj mijeh diše, on usisava zrak i isto tako i ispušta zrak.
But they don't live.
Ali on ne živi.
They only move.
Samo se pokreće.
So a person who has not the Lord in the heart, yes, his lungs may pull in air and exhale air, but this is not really the sign of life. There, it's a sign of movement, but not the sign of spiritual life.
Isto tako i osoba koja nema gospodina u svom srcu može disati plućima, udahnuti i izdahnuti zrak, ali to nije stvarna slika pravog života.
This becomes very evident or clear that only in Krishna's presence we live. When we study the condition of the inhabitants of Dvaraka in Krishna's absence.
To postaje vidljivo kada promatramo stanje stanovnika Dvarake u Krišinom odsustvu.
As you know, when Krishna appeared on this earth, he took up residence in the island town. It's a huge town on one island called Dvaraka.
Kao što znate, kada se Krišna pojavio, on je prebivao na jednom velikom otoku koji se zvao Dvaraka.
I have visited this island. I still remember taking a boat, and as we were crossing the ocean, dolphins were dancing next to us until we reached the island.
Posjedio sam taj otok i sjećam se da kada smo prelazili ocean, da dođemo do tog otoka, pokraj nas su plivali delfini.
And there on that island I saw these stones which became weightless, the Rama stones. They float within water, but they are heavy stones, heavy like lead.
Tamo sam isto tako vidio i kamenje koje je postalo, koje je izgubilo težinu, iako je to kamenje jako teško, koje Rama koristio da bi prešao taj ocean.
These stones are infused with the Lord's energy, much like the planets are, and therefore they keep afloat despite their physical weight.
To kamenje je ispunjeno Božjom energijom, tako da mogu plivati baš kao što planeti mogu letiti u prostoru, u svemiru.
So we will move, but there was no town. There were just was a temple and a big museum.
No, tamo nije bio grad, već samo hram i muzej.
But now, today, we will move back in time. 5,000 years ago, not just 20 years ago when I visited that island, and we find the town of the Lord in this world. I think all religious movements have this, the city of God.
I sada ćemo se vratiti u vrijeme 5000 godina, ne prije 20 godina kada sam ja posjetio to mjesto, i posjetit ćemo taj grad koji već mnoge religije imaju naziv za takvo mjesto, to je grad Boga.
There were lush gardens.
Tamo su bili vrtovi.
16,108 gorgeous or gorgeous palaces in which the Lord lived in his many expansions.
Tamo je bilo 16,108 predivnih palača u kojima je Gospodin živio u svojim raznim ekspanzijama.
But the whole township appeared to be dead because Krishna was absent. He was in Hastinapur, another city.
Ali činilo se kao da je čitav grad mrtav zato što je Krishna bio odsutan, bio je u Hastinapuru, u jednom drugom gradu.
And because all these residents of the Lord's town were so much in love with the Lord, they felt the separation as if a fire would eat away their core, almost like as if a fire is laid inside a living tree and eats away the life force of the tree.
I ti stanovnici zbog svoje velike ljubavi prema Gospodinu osjećali su toliko odvojenost kao da ih je vatra izgarala, baš kao što vatra izgara drvo.
They were lying as if dead.
Ležali su kao mrtvi.
In their houses and palaces and in their opulences.
U svojim kućama i palačama, u svom svojim obilju.
They didn't move like the living dead, like we do. We are also separated from Lord.
Mi smo također odvojeni od Gospodina.
But we move around in this world and think we are successful or unsuccessful in our endeavors according to whether we are reaching our goals or not.
Krećemo se u ovom svijetu i smatramo da smo uspješni ili neuspješni svojim nastojanjima, ovisno o tome da li postižemo svoje ciljeve ili ne.
These devotees of Krishna didn't pretend to be alive like we do.
Ti se Krišna i Bhakti nisu pravili da su živi kao što mi to činimo.
They were almost as if dead.
Bili su gotovo kao mrtvi.
Surrounded by their opulences, they felt so miserable, like a tree which is eaten alive by a fire.
Okruženi tim ogenjem, osjećali su se gotovo mrtvo, poput drveća koje izgara od vatre.
So then now it's very nicely described how Krishna returned to Dwaraka, and I want to go through this a little based on this Srimad Bhagavatam.
I sada je jako lijepo opisano kako se Krishna vratio u Dwaraku i sada ću govoriti nešto o tome na temelju Bhagavatama.
When he arrived before the gates of Dwaraka, he blew in his conch shell to awaken his devotees by this auspicious sound back to life.
Kada je došao pred vrata Dvarake, puhnuo je svoju školjku kako bi tim povoljnim zvukom povratio u život svoje bhakte.
It is described that when the conch shell touched the lotus lips of the Lord, it blushed and became red, like a woman which is touched by the kiss of her husband.
Opisano je da je školjka zbog dodira njegovih lotusovih ustana postala crvena zbog toga što se posramila, baš kao što žena isto tako pocrveni zbog poljubaca svojeg muža.
Prabhupada writes in the commentary to the significant occurrence that matter can be spiritualized in the by a divine touch. He says the Lord is present in every particle of all existence, and he can manifest his presence in anyone.
Prabhupada piše o tome kako duhovni dodir može produhoviti materiju i kaže kako gospodin dodir može na sličan način produhoviti sve.
Then he says, by ardent love and devotional service to the Lord. Or in other words, by spiritual contact with the Lord, everything becomes spiritually reddened like the conch shell in the grip of the Lord.
Zbog tog dodira gospodina, zbog tog duhovnog dodira, sve postaje, sve se pocrveni zbog dodira s gospodinom.
So when the residents, the citizens of Dwaraka heard the sound of that conch shell, you will have to slowly go. Have a nice journey. Thank you. Have a nice mission. May the Lord empower your words and your hearts. Do not lose courage in spreading God consciousness.
He says to you too.
Our brothers from the Mormon Church. Yes, we need so much courage. So when the citizens of Dwaraka heard the sound of Krishna, this conch shell, they woke up to life.
Kada su stanovnici Dvarake čuli zvuk Krishnine školjke, oni su se povratili u život.
They now finally had the audience of the Lord.
Konačno su mogli vidjeti gospodina.
Now Prabhupada writes something very significant about this. He says the sound of the Lord is identical with the Lord.
Prabhupada piše nešto važno u vezi toga, da je zvuk gospodina istovjetan s njim.
And he says, when we are separated from the Lord and live in material existence, our present status is full of fear.
Kada smo odvojeni od gospodina i živimo u materijalnom svijetu, naše stanje je puno straha.
He says we have four problems in material life.
Kaže da u materijalnom životu imamo četiri problema.
The food problem.
Problemi s hranom.
The shelter problem.
Problemi s utočištem.
The fear problem.
Problemi sa strahom.
And the mating problem.
I problemi s razmnožavanjem.
But he says out of all these problems, the fear problem gives us more trouble than any others.
Ali kaže da od svih njih najviše poteškoća nam zadaje problem sa strahom.
We are always fearful, he says, due to our ignorance. What will be the next problem?
Uvijek se bojimo zbog toga što ne znamo koji nas sljedeći problem čeka.
You could also describe this fear problem in psychological terms to mean insecurity.
Taj problem sa strahom možete objasniti psihološkim terminom, tako da ga nazovete nesigurnošću.
But if we hear the sound of the Lord, which is identical with the Lord, we welcome the Lord through sound in our heart.
Ali kada čujemo Gospodinov zvuk koji je istovjetan s Gospodinom, tada odajemo dobrodošlicu Gospodinu u svom srcu.
Prabhupada writes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have a tongue, right? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. We can take advantage of these sounds and be free from all threatening problems of material existence.
Mi možemo iskoristiti ovaj zvuk i tako se osloboditi svih zastrašujućih problema materijalnog postojanja.
If you want to welcome the Lord,
ako želite ukazati dobrodošlicu Gospodinu,
you have to first welcome him in his form as the sound.
Najprije mu morate ukazati dobrodošlicu u njegovom obliku zvuka.
That's the first contact you can really make with Krishna, even when still in an impure position.
To je prvi dodir koji možete imati s Krishnom, čak i dok se još nalazite u nečistom stanju.
The citizens of Dvaraka show this. They were in a state of melancholy due to the Lord's absence from the transcendental city. But when they heard the sound of the Lord, they woke up.
Stanovnici Dvaraka su to pokazali jer su bili u stanju melankolije zbog Gospodinovog odsustva, ali kada su začuli zvuk njegove školjke, oni su se probudili.
If you would learn to chant Tridasharoy, you would be without fear or insecurity.
Kad biste naučili mantrati, s pažnjom bili biste bez straha, odnosno nesigurnosti.
Not just Tridasharoy, every one of us.
I to se ne odnosi samo na Tridasharoya, već na svakoga od nas.
What does it mean to chant properly?
Što to znači pravilno mantrati?
First you start with your tongue.
Najprije počnete s jezikom.
And then the real chanting starts.
A onda počinje pravo mantranje.
Then you have to bring your mind to the chanting.
Onda morate svoj um uvesti u mantranje.
You do this by meditating in your mind about the meaning of the holy name.
A to činite tako da u umu meditirate na značenje svetog imena.
Then you bring your heart into the vibration.
A onda u vibraciju unosite srce.
It means feelings.
Što znači osjećaj?
Don't chant base feelings.
Nemojte mantrati bez osjećaja.
Or with feelings of material attachments.
Odnosno s osjećajno materijalne vezanosti.
And when you have brought your heart into the chanting, you stop chanting.
A kada ste svoje srce doveli u mantranje, onda prestajete mantrati.
Huh? The holy name will chant through you.
Sveto ime će mantrati kroz vas.
You will no longer have the feeling that you are pronouncing with your lips and with your concentration the holy name. But the holy name is so much present that he moves your lips almost as if your lips would be a puppet with a string, huh?
Više nemate osjećaj da izgovarate sveto ime sa usnama ili svoje moći koncentracije, već sveto ime pokreće vaša usta kao da su lutke na niti.
Philip, the vibration vibrates you.
Filipe, vibracija vibrira tebe.
The waves of the holy name which rise and fall like the waves of an ocean move your whole being.
Valovi se tog imena koji rastu i padaju poput valova oceana pokreću čitavo vaše biće.
Prabhupada has said this in relation to the dancing of the devotees.
Prabhupada je to rekao u odnosu na ples bhakta.
He said, this is not material ball dancing.
I
think you don't know any longer what is ball dancing. In my time I was dancing ball dancing.
Rekao je, to nisu kao materijalni plesnjaci.
Do we know ball dancing? When I was 15, I did.
U plesovi u dvoranama, u onom starom vremenu.
Oh, I was such a dancer.
Ja sam znao plesati tako.
But this is not a material dancing.
Ali to nije materijalni ples.
No, Prabhupada said, our boys and girls dance because they are impelled or energized, or you could say, moved forward by the divine energy. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada je rekao da naši mladići i djevojke plešu zbog toga jer su pokrenuti, odnosno energizirani tom božanskom energijom.
On the higher level of chanting, you feel that something is being made or done to you. You are moved. You are not the mover.
Na više razini mantanja osjećate da se nešto događa s vama, nešto vas pokreće, vi niste oni koji pokreću stvari.
So, let's start on our level.
Krenimo sa svojom razinom.
Chanting with the tongue.
Mantanje s jezikom.
And being tupko. Tupko, huh? Male tupko. Yeah. Being unconcentrated.
Znači to je nedostatak koncentracije.
Yeah. My dear devotees, it's so important that you make advancement.
Dragi moji bhakte, tako je važno da napredujete.
Don't stay on the tongue chanting.
Nemojte ostati na razini mantranja s jezikom.
You're missing the best part of your lives.
Propuštate najbolji dio života.
Your spiritual life is its best imitation. It's not feeling, it's not an experience.
Vaš duhovni život je oponašanje, to nije stvarni osjećaj, to nije stvarno iskustvo.
The first contact you can make with God, if you are interested to do this, is by the divine sound, but you have to chant properly.
Prvi kontakt koji možete imati s Bogom, ako to uopće želite, je putem božanskog zvuka, ali morate mantrati na pravi način.
This is what happened when Krishna was welcomed by the Dwaraka residents. First he came as sound. They woke up.
To se dogodilo kada je Krišna došao u Dvaraku i kada su ga dočekali stanovnici Dvarake. Oni su zapravo imali prvi dodir s njim putem zvuka i to ih je probudilo.
The next thing is they saw the Lord.
A zatim su vidjeli Gospodina.
But first they heard him.
Ali najprije su ga čuli.
Prabhupada would stress so much on this point.
Prabhupada je toliko naglašavao to.
When people said, can you show me God?
Kada me ljudi pitaju, možeš li mi pokazati Boga?
He said, yes.
Prabhupada bi rekao, da.
But first you must become like them. And he pointed at his disciples who were, you know, chant. He meant you have to chant like them.
Ali onda je ukazao na svoje učenike i rekao, najprije morate postati poput njih. Dakle, oni bi trebali mantrati poput njih.
So, when the devotees in Dvaraka, they began to speak in ecstatic language to receive the Lord, just as small children welcome their guardian and father.
I onda su stanovnici Dvarake počeli govoriti zanosnim jezikom kako bi ukazali dobrodošlicu gospodinu, baš kao što djeca to čine kada dočekuju svoje zaštitnike i čuvare.
And then they offered him prayers.
I onda su mu nudili molitve.
With tears of love in their eyes they said, oh, it is our good luck that we have come again today under your protection, by your presence.
I onda su sa suzama u očima rekli, naša je velika sreća što smo konačno došli, što si konačno došao do nas, znači što smo konačno u tvom prisustvu.
O creator of the universe, you are our mother, well-wisher, Lord, Father, spiritual master and worshipable deity.
Oj, stvarao će svemira, ti si naš otac, naša majka, naš dobronamjernik, naš ljubavni učitelj i obožavano božanstvo.
We pray that you continue to bless us with your mercy.
Molimo se da nas nastaviš blagoslovljati svojom milošću.
Then they said something very interesting.
A onda su rekli nešto jako zanimljivo.
O lotus eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years.
O lotusovaki gospodine, svaki puta kada odeš u Hastinapur, Vrindavan ili Mathuru, svaki trenutak čini se kao da traje milion godina.
Devotees all over the world who are learned in the scriptures quote this verse to show that Krishna apparently visited Vrindavan, according to this shloka.
Svi vate koji su učeni u spise diljem svijeta smatraju to taj stih dokazom da je u stvari Krishna posjetio Vrindavan.
He left Dwarka, went to be with his devotees in Vrindavan.
Napustio je Dwarku da bi bio sa svojim baktama u Vrindavanu.
But then they say, O Master, whenever you are not here with us, we can't look at your attractive face.
A onda su rekli, o gospodaru, kada nisi s nama, ne možemo vidjeti tvoje privlačne lice.
And we can't see your smiles.
Ne možemo vidjeti tvoje osmijehe.
How can we exist without your presence?
Kako možemo postojati bez tebe?
So they, this is something very important. If you want to welcome the Lord, you should learn some first class prayers.
To je jako važno. Ako želite primiti gospodina, trebate naučiti neke prvoklasne molitve.
First you should learn to chant with your whole being.
Najprije trebate naučiti mantrati čitavim svojim bićem.
And then you should learn to bow down and say prayers.
A zatim bi se trebali naučiti kako se klanjati i nuditi molitve.
Devotees in ancient times would always repeat prayers to the Lord.
Bhakti su na drevne vremena uvijek ponavljali molitve gospodinu.
In fact, they lived their lives between chanting and offering stavas or stutis.
Oni su živjeli svoje živote tako što su mantrali, nudili, stavili stutije.
There is a verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu which says that if someone simply bows down to the Lord and offers his prayers, he will live in the planet of the Lord next time.
Postoji stih u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu koji kaže da ako osoba da se samo pokloni gospodinu i ponudi mu molitve da će živjeti zajedno sa gospodinom u sljedećem životu postojanja.
In India there is a whole movement which is called the offering obeisances and prayer movement. It's called the Krishna Pranami movement, which is based on this shloka which I have recited to you in English.
Postoji jedan pokret u Indiji koji se zove Krishna Pranami pokret koji se sastoji od odavanja poštovanja i temelji su upravo na ovoj šloki koju sam citirao.
I was thinking about this when I met this Muslim scholar who said, yes, we also have to bow down five times a day and offer prayers.
I razmišljala sam o tome kada sam sreo tog muslimanskog učenjaka koji je rekao da se oni isto moraju klanjati pet puta dnevno i nuditi molitve.
And it said if someone raises from bowing down before the imam, the priest has done it, Allah will give him the face of a donkey the next life.
I rečeno je da ako osoba ustane nakon odavanja poštovanja prije imana, odnosno svećenika koji to i se radi, onda će mu Allah dati lice majmuna u sljedećem životu.
I have not heard something like this in Krishna consciousness, but it's important to bow down and offer prayers.
I nisam čuo nešto tako u svjesnosti Krishna, ali važno je da se poklonimo i odamo molitve.
You should learn, you should take some prayers which you like to pray.
Trebali biste prihvatiti neke molitve koje volite.
I'm praying every day one prayer which I like very much.
Ja svaki dan molim jednu molitvu koja mi se jako sviđa.
It says that my Lord, please pull me out of this material existence.
A ona jednostavno ide ovako: "Moj dragi gospodine, molim te, izvuci me iz ovog materijalnog postojanja."
And I have no doubt that this is the last time you see me.
I uopće ne sumnjam da me sada vidite posljednji puta.
Then I die, then I, that's it, I will go to the Lord.
Kada umrem, to je to, vratit ću se gospodinu.
Because he says, if you offer your obeisances and pray, you will live with him in the spirit of word, so I'm doing this.
Zato što on kaže, ako mu odajemo poštovanje i molimo mu se, onda ćemo živjeti s njima u duhovnom svijetu, a to je ono što ja radim.
How wonderful, isn't it?
Zar to nije divno?
So this is what the citizens of Dwaraka teach us. They say this beautiful prayer to the Lord. And they acknowledge, "My dear Lord, only if you glance over us, then we are living."
To mi nas počavaju stanovnici Dvarake koji nude molitve i kažu: "Gospodine, jedino ako nas ti pogledaš, mi možemo živjeti."
There are two wonderful prayers, the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava, the Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stava.
Postoje divne molitve, Krishna, I'm sorry, Krishna?
Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava and the Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stava.
Dakle, to dvije molitve.
Yes, the molitve, these are the molitves. Yes. One is to Krishna's glance and the other is to Radha's glance.
Jedna je upućena Krishna pogledu, a druga Radhinom pogledu.
You know, there is this wonderful Krishna Leela which I always like to think about. It's about these cowherd boyfriends of Krishna who went to the Jamuna and drank the poisonous water of the Jamuna, which was poisoned by Kaliya, and then they died, actually.
Postoji jedna prekrasna priča o Krišnji o kojoj volim razmišljati, a to je dječacima, pastirima koji su otišli na rijeku, na obalu rijeke Jamune i popili vodu koja u to vrijeme bila otrovna zbog prisustva zmije Kalije.
And
oni su zapravo umrli u to vrijeme.
When Krishna came to the Yamuna and saw his dead friends, you know how he revived them?
Kada je Krishna došao do Yamune i vidio svoje mrtve prijatelje, znate li kako ih je oživio?
He just looked at them from the corner of his eyes like this.
Samo ih je pogledao iz krajičkog oka ovako.
And this is how he gave life.
I tako im je usadio život.
So in this prayer to Radharani and to Krishna, it's a very authorized prayer. The devotees pray that the Lord looks at them.
I u toj molitvi radi Krišni, koja je autorizirana molitva, Bhakta se moli da ih oni pogledaju.
We also have this poison of materialism in our brain and in our heart. The Lord, the only medicine is if somehow Krishna recognizes us.
Mi isto tako imamo taj otrov materializma u svojem srcu i u svojoj glavi. Naša molitva da nas Krišna na neki način prepozna.
Then, after the Dvarakavasis had heard Krishna, prayed to Krishna, they decorated everything in Dvaraka Dham. The highways, the subways. Subway means like a tunnel, isn't it? There were tunnels. Wonderful. The lanes, the markets, the public meeting places, all were cleansed.
Kada su Dvaraka Vasi čuli Krišnu i kada su mu uputili molitve, onda su očistili Dvaraku, sve putove i podzemne putove, tamo su čak postavili tuneli, zatim i tržnice, puteljke.
That's the third thing you have to do when you want to welcome Krishna.
To je treća stvar koju morate učiniti kada želite dočekati Krišnu.
You have to purify your heart so that he can actually walk there.
Morate pročistiti svoje srce kako bi on mogao tamo ući i hoditi.
I think much has been said about purification of the heart. The heart becomes impure by material desires.
Mislim da je mnogo toga rečeno o pročišćenju srca. Srce se onečisti zbog materijalnih želja.
When you have so many material desires, Krishna won't come into the heart and sit down.
Kada ste puni materijalnih želja, Krishna neće ući u vaše srce i sjesti u njega.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he taught us how to clean the heart.
Kada se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio, on nas je poučio kako da očistimo svoje srce.
Six things make the heart unclean.
Srce postaje nečisto zbog šest stvari.
Kudinati, that is diplomatic behavior.
Kudinati znači diplomatsko ponašanje.
You know, you sit down for prasadam.
Sjedete za prasadam.
You're very hungry.
Jako ste gladni.
But you don't want to appear like a hungry pig.
Ali nećete, ne želite da vas dožive kao neku gladnu svinju.
So the prasadam comes.
Dođe prasadam.
The second time.
Drugi puta.
You're really hungry.
A vi ste stvarno gladni.
But you want to be seen as a very renounced devotee.
Ali želite da vas dožive kao odvojenog bhakta.
So you say, no, I'm very renounced.
Onda kažete, ma ne, ja sam jako odvojen.
But when you go into your room, there is the Turkish halava or the Persian halava waiting.
Turska, odnosno persijska halava koja vas čeka.
And you have your many items of prasadam.
Imate još razne druge.
This is called kutinati.
To se zove kutinati.
You want to appear in one way.
Želite izgledati na jedan način.
But internally you're different.
Ali iznutra ste drugačiji.
Be who you are.
Budite ono što jeste.
And become purified.
I pročistite se.
Kudinati. The next is jiva hinsa. That's another contamination in the heart.
Sljedeća jiva hinsa koja je još jedna kontaminacija.
Jiva hinsa means to be actually violent towards other living entities.
To znači da smo nasilni prema drugim živim bićima.
And do you know how violence starts?
Znate li kako nasilje počinje?
It starts with a feeling of enviousness.
Započinje sa osjećajem zavisti.
You feel someone has more than you and you do dislike it.
Mislite da netko ima više od vas i to vam se ne sviđa.
From this jiva hinsa, this violent activity, this envious activity, that's very bad.
I ta jiva hinsa, ta zavidna aktivnost je u stvari nešto jako loše.
You can overcome this contamination of envy in the heart by preaching.
Tu kontaminaciju zavisti u srcu možete nadići propovjedanjem.
When you actually set out to help others, this terrible contamination of envy leaves the heart.
Kada krenete pomoći drugima, ta strašna kontaminacija zavisti izlazi iz vašeg srca.
And this envy, my dear devotees, it's the root cause of our material existence. It has to go if we want to advance.
Ta je zavist korijenski uzrok našeg materijalnog postojanja i ona mora izaći ukoliko želimo napredovati.
Please think how you can preach.
Molim vas, razmislite kako vi možete propovijedati.
This is the best and sometimes almost the only thing which helps you to get free of this envious tendency in the heart.
To je najbolja, često isto tako je jedini način na koji možemo pročistiti tu zavist iz srca.
I believe our Rivoje and his talented driverji brother, Philippe, you like to speak about Krishna consciousness to others, and you must have seen you one feels so much satisfaction in the heart all of a sudden.
Naš Roje i njegov nadareni vozač Filip sigurno osjećaju veliko zadovoljstvo kad govore drugima o Krišni.
This dark clouds of worries and anxieties and just blown away.
Ti tamni oblaci zabrinutosti i tjeskobe jednostavno nestanu.
I'm Sorry, I'm sometimes speaking a little dramatic. So, Lord Chaitanya, so, Kujinati, Jiva Hingsa. Nishidacha, unacceptable behavior.
Nishidacha, odnosno neprihvatljivo ponašanje.
The fourth is that you always want to have profit in your life, that you want to always get something out of any transition. What's in it for me?
Četvrti se odnosi na profit, odnosno uvijek tražimo nešto za sebe, neku dobit za sebe.
And the fifth and sixth contamination in the heart, which cover us, are the desire to be, to obtain fame, or be glorified, and finally the desire to be worshipped like Sachinanda Swami.
Peta i šesta kontaminacija u srcu je dakle, želimo postati poznati i slavni, a isto tako da nas obožavaju kao Sačinanda Swami.
I will now tell you something where you will lose all respect before me.
Sada ću vam nešto reći zbog čega ćete izgubiti svoje poštovanje.
I never thought I want to be worshipped.
Nikada nisam mislio da bih želio da me obožavaju.
But then I became a guru.
Ali onda sam postao guru.
And one at that time in our Heidelberg temple when I just had become a guru, there were daily guru pujas.
I u to vrijeme u našem hramu u Heidelbergu imali smo dnevne guru puđe kada sam baš u vrijeme kada sam ja postao guru.
You know, daily the disciples would offer flowers to their respective gurus who were all represented on a table by a picture.
Dnevno su učenici nudili cvijeće svojim gurujima koji su svi bili nazočni u obliku svojih slika.
So one day so the guru puja was done and then the deity greeting was done, so I would walk by the table with the flowers every morning to go into the temple and greet the Lord in the temple.
Nakon guru puđe uslijedilo bi pozdravljanje božanstava. Ja sam svako jutro prolazio kraj tog stola sa cvijećem prije nego bih ušao u hramsku prostoriju.
And one day I noticed, I looked at the table where my picture was also, and I saw, oh, I don't have so many flowers as others have.
Jedan dan kada sam prolazio kraj stola i vidio svoju sliku, primijetio sam da nemam baš toliko cvijeća kao ostali.
And I remembered, I felt actually miserable.
Sjećam se da sam se osjećao jadno.
No one likes me, no one wants to become my disciple. It was something which didn't come from the rational intelligence, it came from the subconscious. It came from the desire to be worshipped and recognized. When I was in the temple, I noticed, oh my God, I am such a neophyte in spiritual
life.
And I remember I stopped for 3 years accepting disciples because I thought I was I had seen how unqualified I was.
I sjećam se da sam 3 godine prestao prihvaćati učenike zbog toga što sam vidio koliko sam nekvalificiran.
I should be happy about every devotee making their advancement and finding their guru. It's not about me, it's about their benefit, the benefit of the young devotees.
Trebao bih biti sretan za svakog bhaktu koji napreduje, pronalazi svog guru, a trebao bih biti sretan zbog njihovog napretka.
I really saw I had the desire to be worshipped.
Vidio sam da imam želju da me obožavaju.
And I tried my best to throw that out of the heart.
I pokušao sam učiniti sve da to izbacim iz svog srca.
I hope it's gone.
Nadam se da je otišlo.
If it's not gone, I will hang myself on the next tree.
Ako nije otišlo, obisit ću se na prvo drvo.
So bad.
to je tako loše.
These material things.
Te materijalne stvari.
So these are six contaminations.
Dakle, to je šest kontaminacija.
Which when they are there, Krishna doesn't come.
Kada su one tu, Krishna ne dolazi.
He wants our heart to be a clean place.
Želi da naše srce bude čisto.
It's always said that the heart of the devotee is sanctified like a crystal clear lake.
Rečeno je da je srce bhakte posvećeno poput čistog jezera.
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, he cleansed one temple, the Gundicha temple, and in this way showed that we should clean our heart and then invite the Lord Shri Krishna to sit down.
Gospodin Chaitanya je u Puriju to pokazao kada je čistio hram Gundiču i onda pokazao kako to moramo učiniti prije nego pozovemo Krishnu.
This is Krishna consciousness in one sentence. Clean your heart and invite the Lord to sit down.
To je svjesnost Krishna u jednoj rečenici. Pročistite srce i pozovite gospodina da dođe.
When you have done this, it's the happiest day in your life.
A kada to učinite, to će biti najsretniji dan u vašem životu.
Then, Prabhupada says, you should observe a festival, distribute prasadam and chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
A onda trebate napraviti festival, natjeliti prasadam i mantrati Hare Krishna mantru.
I will add one more point.
Još ću reći jednu stvar.
This purification of the heart is mostly done by hearing on a regular daily platform about Krishna.
To će se pročišćenje najbolje odvijati ako svakodnevno slušamo o Krišni, čitamo o Krišni.
It is said it's very, very difficult to invite Krishna in the heart.
Rečeno je da je jako, jako teško pozvati Krišnu u srce.
But it is possible by one method.
Ali je moguće uz jednu metodu.
This is one of my favorite verses. Which gives the method.
Jedan od mojih najdražih stihova koji je opisuje.
Listen very carefully, and this is the time to take notes if you wish to take notes.
Slušajte pažljivo, ovo je vrijeme da si napravite bilješke ako to želite.
Shrinvata shadaya nityam grinatas cha svasheshtitam kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. It says, those who always seriously listen to Srimad Bhagavatam with faith.
Kaže da oni koji uvijek ozbiljno slušaju Srimad Bhagavatam s vjerom.
And those who apply the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam.
I oni koji primjenjuju učenje Srimad Bhagavatama
will soon realize the Supreme Lord within their hearts of heart.
Uskoro će spoznati svevišnjeg gospodina u dubini svog srca.
So it says you should listen.
Dakle, kaže se da trebamo slušati
with faith
s vjerom
on a daily basis.
I to svakodnevno.
And you should take the subject matter very seriously to heart. That means apply the teachings.
I moramo tu temu jako ozbiljno shvatiti, što znači da trebamo primijeniti učenja.
Can you do this, Ananda Gopal?
Možeš li to učiniti, Ananda Gopal?
Hear with faith.
Dakle, slušati s vjerom.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
Take the matter seriously and apply it.
Ozbiljno to prihvatiti i primijeniti.
Then Krishna will move into your heart.
Onda će se Krishna preseliti u naše srce.
I would like to recommend you to read this text. It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto.
Želio bih vam preporučiti da pročitate taj stih. To je Srimad Bhagavatam, drugo pjevanje.
8th chapter, verse 4.
Osmo poglavlje, četvrti stih.
2:8:4.
Dakle, 2:8:4.
Then the Lord will come.
I onda će gospodin doći.
he somehow enters through the sound, this word.
On potom zvukom vlezie vo svet.
And takes his and goes into the heart.
I vlezie vo srdce.
Purifies the heart.
Pročišťava srdce.
And then, if you are ready, sits down on it.
A onda, ako ste spremni, sjeda u njega.
Srila Prabhupada is such an example who has welcomed the Lord in the heart. Once he gave an interview, as we talked yesterday, with great certainty, the journalist was a little upset because Prabhupada was just so sure about all theological questions.
Novinar je bio malo uznemiren zato što je Prabhupada bio toliko siguran u sva ta teološka pitanja.
And the journalist was irritated and asked one of the devotees, how does he know all this exactly?
A novinar je bio malo uznemiren i onda je pitao Bhakte, pa otkud on sve to baš zna?
The devotee said, well, you know, the Lord is present in everyone's heart and he tells him.
A Bhakte je rekao, pa znate, Gospodin je prisutan u svačijem srcu i on mu govori.
No, said Prabhupada.
Ne, rekao Prabhupada.
It's not that the Lord somehow by intuition moves him.
Nije ga Gospodin pomicao po nekom principu intuicije.
Prabhupada said, no, I asked Krishna.
Prabhupada je rekao, ne, ja pitam Krishna.
And he gives me the answer.
A on mi daje odgovor.
How does he know? Journalist.
Kako on to zna, pitao novinar.
Devotee, Krishna is Paramatma in the heart. Tells him.
Bhakta je odgovorio, Krishna kao Paramatma u srcu mu kaže.
Srila Prabhupada reci, no, kaže. No, I asked him.
Srila Prabhupada kaže, ne, ja sam ga pitao.
This is what I love so much about Prabhupada.
To je ono što mi se toliko sviđa na
Prabhupada. You just know he's there.
Jednostavno znate da on to
je. With Krishna, just ask him.
Samo ga pitam.
Like I may ask something, how do I get from here to there? And I get an answer.
Kao da pitam kako da dođem do nekog mjesta i onda dobim odgovor.
In another place of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says, so many people speak about religion.
U jednom mjestu u Čajtanja Čaritamriti Prabhupad kaže da toliki ljudi govore o religiji.
But what is the use if you can't speak with God?
Koja je korist od toga ako ne možete razgovarati s Bogom?
What is the use?
Koja je korist od toga?
So, in my little seminar I will give you ancient techniques so that you can actually welcome the Lord in the heart.
U ovom svom malom seminaru daću vam drevnu tehniku koju možete dočekati Gospodina u srcu.
This seminar will be different.
Ali taj će seminar biti drugačiji.
At the end of the seminar, no, after one year when I come, and some of you who are a little on the slow track, after 10 years, I will ask you, did you apply the teachings?
I onda, kada se ponovno vratim nakon godinu dana, pitat ću neka dva iz koje ste malo usporeni, jeste li primijenili ta učenja?
My dear devotees, you have heard so much already.
Dragi moji bhakte, toliko ste već toga čuli.
You could fill libraries.
Mogli biste napuniti knjižnice.
But you have not followed.
Ali niste slijedili.
You have not applied what you have heard.
Niste primijenili ono što ste čuli.
Oh, this is a scandal which is revealed this evening. One day after Jamashtami. No, 2 days.
Koji li je skandal razotkriven večeras, dva dana nakon Jamashtami?
Why don't we apply?
Zašto ne primjenjujemo?
Who has read today in Prabhupada's books?
Ko je danas čitao iz Prabhupadinih knjiga?
Oh, good. This is exactly 11% of the audience.
To je 11% slušateljstva.
What has the other 89% of the audience done?
Što je učinilo ostalih 89% publike?
Not read in Prabhupada's books.
Nije čitalo Prabhupada
neke. But you have heard yesterday that Prabhupada wanted that we read the books. You have said Jai Prabhupada yesterday. Did you mean it yesterday?
Znači ste čuli da je Prabhupada rekao da želi da se čitaju njegove knjige. Juče ste rekli da je Prabhupada, ali jesu li to uistinu mislili?
I feel a very important part of our life has come.
Mislim da je došlo do jako važnog dijela u našem životu.
We need to join the Hare Krishna movement.
Trebamo se pridružiti Hare Krishna pokretu.
Then you will be happy.
Onda ćete biti sretni.
There will be a smile in your face.
Vaše će lice biti nasmešeno.
You feel love, will feel love for Krishna.
Osjećat ćete ljubav prema Krishna.
You will welcome Krishna in your heart.
Dočekat ćete Krishna u srcu.
You will jump up and down saying Hari Bol.
Skakat ćete gore dolje govoreći Hari Bol.
Please believe me, it's not just some encouraging talk. It's a fact.
Molim vas, vjerujte mi, to nisu samo neke riječi ohrabrenja, to je stvarno činjenica.
Please also excuse me that I continue to challenge you.
I molim vas, oprostite mi što vas i dalje izazivam.
I know that you want to be happy.
Znam da želite biti sretni.
I know that you want to experience love of Godhead.
Znam da želite iskusiti ljubav prema Bogu.
I know that you are great souls covered by rust.
Znam da ste velike duše prekrivene požudom.
Who is attracted to Krishna?
Tko je privučen Krishna?
Only he is attracted who is covered, who is a little bit freed from the rust which covers him.
Samo onaj koji je oslobođen požude koja ga prekriva.
Rust.
Aha, hrđa. Pardon.
Hirchen, that sounds like Richard, like snoring. Yeah? Snoring. Yes, the rust is snoring on our soul.
Hirchen, Hirchen.
Yeah. Yeah. So we... let us remove this. Now comes a new year after Jamashtami. Please remove the rust a little. Sorry, Irene.
I sada dolazi, dakle, nova godina iza Jamashtami, molim vas uklonite tu hrđu.
Yes, we should take some positive action.
Trebamo učiniti nešto pozitivno.
We have such wonderful plans here in Zagreb.
Imamo takve divne planove ovdje u Zagrebu.
We even think of building a spiritual village here with a spiritual university. We are totally full with plans. You can't believe.
Razmišljamo čak o tome da osnovimo ovdje duhovno selo sa duhovnim sveučilištem. Imamo toliko planova.
But it will only work if the devotees join the Hare Krishna movement.
Ali to će uspjeti samo ako se bhakte pridruže Hare Krishna pokretu.
See, I have experience with a lot of medicine these days.
Imam iskustva s lijekovima ovih dana.
And there's one medicine I have to take every 8 hours.
I ima jedan lijek koji moram uzimati svakih 8 sati.
For 7 days.
I to 7 dana.
It's a very strong antibiotic.
To je snažan antibiotik.
I know those of you who believe in natural medicine, I also hate antibiotics, believe me, but there's no other way.
Za one od vas koji vjeruju u prirodnu medicinu, ja uistinu mrzim antibiotike, ali nema drugog načina.
And the doctors tell you, you have to be disciplined.
I liječnici vam kažu da trebate biti disciplinirani.
Every 8 hours.
Svakih 8 sati.
Because only then your particular problem can be solved.
Jer se samo tada vaš određeni problem može riješiti.
And I can feel it when the 8 hours are gone and the effect of the medicine goes down. Oh. have to take another pill.
I osjećam kada nakon 8 sati učinak lijeka se smanji, moram osjećam to po simptomima da moram uzeti ponovno.
So Krishna consciousness needs to be also practiced with some discipline.
Svjesnost Krišna se isto tako mora prakticirati s određenom, s određenom dozom discipline.
It's called nityam. You have to do it daily. This reading.
To je nityam i morate to činiti dnevno. To odnosi se na čitanje.
Even if it's a small quantity, but it has to be done daily. Otherwise it does not make the necessary transformation.
Čak i ako se radi o maloj količini, ona se mora provoditi svakodnevno, inače neće doći do potrebne preobrazbe.
I would like to give you a little tip.
Želio bih vam dati jedan savjet.
I personally have lived a normal life until the moment when I understood, oops, I will one day die.
Ja sam osobno živio normalni život, sve dok nisam jednog dana shvatio da ću umrijeti.
And then I became very aware of the fact that Krishna consciousness means to welcome the Lord in the heart, that somehow during the day you feel the divine presence of the Lord.
I onda sam shvatio da svjesnost Krišne znači dočekati Gospodina u srce, odnosno da tokom dana osjećamo njegovo prisustvo.
And since that time I started to put different notebooks together for myself, where I just write down what works.
I onda sam si nabavio par bilježnica u kojoj bih zapisivao ono što djeluje.
And when I feel during the day that I am a little bit on a, you could say on a low energy level, that means only material consciousness is there, then I apply the different things from the notebook, which will bring us which can bring us or bring me in this case on a spiritual platform.
I onda bih tokom dana, ako bih osjetio nižu razinu energije ili prekrivenu s materijalnom energijom, onda bih pogledao te bilježnice i vidio šta sam zapisao i šta bi mi moglo pomoći da se ponovno uzdignem na duhovnu razinu.
I have stopped to tolerate to be dead.
Prestao sam podnositi mrtvilo.
Let me tell this again. I have stopped to tolerate and find it normal to be dead.
Prestao sam tolerirati, odnosno prihvaćati kao normalno to stanje otupljenosti i mrtvila.
That means in practical terms that something needs to be done every day to contact the divine energy.
U praktičnim riječima rečeno, treba se učiniti nešto svakodnevno da bi se došlo do dodira s tom božanskom
energijom. And you can feel the difference immediately.
I možete odmah osjetiti razliku.
So this is my first lecture about welcoming Krishna.
Ovo je moje prvo predavanje o dočekivanju Krišne.
It was a typical, please, 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 my dear devotees, lecture. The next ones will be calm and mellow and informative.
Ovo je bila tipična lekcija gdje vas molim, molim, molim vas bakte, ali sljedeće će biti malo informativnije.
Yes. Malo informativni. So now I want to see if you have any good and relevant question.
Imate li sada nekih dobrih i važnih pitanja?
Devashi Narada Prabhu was one. Wait a minute. There was Anjana was another one. Okay. Two questions today. Mm-hmm. Good. Devashi Narada, please tell your question.
It is not a question. I just like one promise. Today it was a little bit heavy day for me, and I'm feeling a little bit embarrassed, or say shy, that I not finish my quota, what you said yesterday. Mm-hmm. And also at this finished lecture, I will go and read even these three verses with commentary.
Thank you, Devashi Narada.
Dakle, Devashi Narada prema malo posramim, zato što imao prilično naporan dan i nije stigao ispuniti svoju zadanu kvotu i sada obećaju da će nakon predavanja otići i pročitati ta tri stiha s komentarima.
Read with faith.
Čitaj s vjerom.
This is how you please read today. My recommendation to you is 284, I believe it was 284.
285.
No, four. It's 4. 284. There it says we should read with faith, and I want to tell all of you, because I've studied a little psychology, why it's important to read with faith.
Preporučio bih vam da danas pročitate taj stih iz Bhagavatama 2.8.4 i koji govori o tome kako je važno čitati s vjerom. A ja sam proučavao psihologiju i znam, sad ću vam reći zašto je to toliko bitno.
When you read with faith, a very important channel opens in your psychology.
Kada čitate s vjerom, u vašoj psihologiji otvara se jako važan kanal.
It's a channel which goes directly to your Chitta in Sanskrit, or your subconsciousness.
To je kanal koji izravno ulazi u vašu čitu na sanskritu, odnosno vašu podsvijest.
The subconsciousness is something which vibrates in our personality as the basis of our existence.
Podsvijest je nešto što vibrira u našoj osobnosti kao temelj našeg postojanja.
It's from where our feelings come.
Odatle dolaze od naši osjećaji.
Our moods.
Raspoloženja.
Our spontaneous and unedited reactions to any stimuli which we receive from the outside world.
Spontane i needitirane reakcije na bilo koji poticaj koji dolazi iz izvanjskog svijeta.
And when you put into the subconsciousness spiritual knowledge, you will the whole day you will feel very well.
Ako u podsvijest stavite duhovno znanje, čitav ćete se dan osjećati jako dobro.
You may have moods like stress, you're stressed out or anger, but you just observe it from a distance.
Možda ćete imati raspoloženja, napetosti ili ljutnje, ali to ćete promatrati iz neke udaljenosti.
And in your reactions to the outside stimuli, you will feel actually, you will see something is changing.
I u svojim reakcijama na vanjski poticaj osjećat ćete da dolazi do neke promjene.
In other words, that those your life will change.
Drugim riječima, vaš će se život promijeniti.
But this happens only if you open that channel which then creates a pathway through the, you know, the what is it called? Through another area of your consciousness, that's where you think and edit and act according to your conditioning.
To se događa kada otvorite taj kanal koji stvara put od vašeg svjesnog dijela koji se povodi za vašom uvjetovanošću i raznim uvjetovanostima koje imate.
So to read with faith, it's good that before you open the sacred book or as you open the sacred literature, that you pray to the Lord that I'm now moving into your presence. This is revealed knowledge. It comes from you. Please, and give me some inspiration in my heart.
Da biste čitali s vjerom, dobro je da kada otvorite taj spis koji ćete čitati, da se pomolite Gospodinu da vam, budući da dolazite u njegovo prisustvo, da vam da nadahnuće.
You read, for instance, like you don't do this, but I just want to say, oh, I have to go to bed, and it's okay, I have to read 2-3 minutes. Oh my God. It won't go deep enough.
Ako čitate 3 minute prije spavanja i svi ste pod stresom, onda to neće moći dovoljno duboko u vas.
Better you stop.
Bolje da stanete.
My dear Lord, I was very busy this day in your service.
Dragi mi Gospodine, bio sam jako zauzet danas u tvojoj službi.
I'm now moving before you.
Sada dolazim pred tebe.
I will read this as your own word or your own revelation.
Čitat ću to kao tvoju riječ, kao nešto što je se ti razotkrio.
And then Devashinarada Prabhu, that divine milost or energy, you could say, will move into this subconscious strata of your consciousness, the strata, or what is it called, this area. You know, from where you live your life.
I onda će ta božanska milost ući na tu razinu iz koje, podsvjesnu razinu iz koje ti u stvari živiš taj svoj život.
This is another thing I saw in Prabhupada. He had so much faith.
To je još jedna stvar koju sam vidio kod Prabhupada. On je imao toliku vjeru.
I mean, even to America, the most people think of to design their gravestone.
Otišao je u Ameriku u dobi kad većina ljudi razmišlja o dizajnu svojih nadgrobnih spomenika.
And he didn't know America. When he saw snow, his innocent reaction was, who has whitewashed all these buildings?
On nije ništa znao o Americi kad je vidio prvi puta snijeg, nego nevina reakcija je bila, pa dobro, tko je bojio vatnom svoje ove zgrade?
He was without shelter.
Bio bez utočišta.
But he always felt, never, he said, I never felt alone.
Ali je rekao, nikada se nisam osjećao sam.
My Guru Maharaj was there, Krishna.
Moj Guru Maharaj je bio tamo i Krishna.
What more do I need?
Što mi više treba?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Devashi Narada Prabhu. So there was one other, Anjana. Yes, Anjana, please post your question.
By welcoming, he's already there.
Yes. I will repeat. Anjana says, "I thought Krishna is already automatically in everyone's heart. Why this seminar about inviting him? And he's already there, no?
Is it about waking him up?"
Is it about Anjana asks, is it about waking him up as he may be sleeping? I know you mean invoking is maybe the word, yes. How nice you say it. This is natural spirituality from Bengal. We wake up God, you know.
Dakle, Anđana je postavila pitanje, čemu dočekivati gospodina ako se on već automatski nalazi u svačijem srcu? I onda je rekla, to u stvari da budimo gospodina.
Yes, he is already there. The explanation is given in the Brahmanda Purana that the Lord is there, but unfortunately we are separated from the Lord by a mountain of false ego.
He's on the other
valley, so to say.
On je s druge strane brda, da se tako izrazimo.
And there is a mountain in between.
A između je ta planina.
Therefore we have to give him a sign that we want him.
Trebamo mu dati do znanja da ga želimo.
I became aware of the, is, you know, why was Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, why were they so much against God? It's good to have God, no? It's another alley.
Zašto su recimo Hiranyakashipu i Ravana bili toliko protiv Boga?
It's because they were on the throne of their heart.
Zato što su oni bili na prijestolju svog srca.
They wanted to be the enjoyer and controller.
Oni su željeli biti uživaoci i kontrolori.
Now the moment you have Krishna,
kada imate Krishnu,
and invite him, he will take that position as Rasaraj.
I pozovete ga, on će zauzeti taj položaj Rasaraja.
The Lord of all enjoyment.
Gospodara svog uživanja.
And you are sitting on the throne.
A vi sjedite na tom prijestolju.
It would mean you have to go from this throne.
To znači da morate otići s njega.
And put him there. That's terrifying.
I njega staviti na to mjesto. To je zastrašujuće.
So, therefore the Lord is in the other valley.
I zato se kaže da je gospodin s druge strane brda.
Yes. So invite him on the throne of your heart.
Pozovite ga na prijestolje svog srca.
That will mean you are a servant.
I to će značiti da ste sluga.
I want to tell you a little realization I have made.
Želio bih vam ispričati jednu svoju spoznaju.
In the past, now I'm a little relaxed. But in the past I was often very much under stress.
U prošlosti sam bio prilično pod stresom, iako sam sad dosta opušten.
This last Jamashtami was my best Jamashtami because I didn't have to manage a festival.
Ovo prošlo Jamashtami je bio najbolji Jamashtami jer nisam morao baviti se
managementom. I could actually offer the Lord my rounds from my heart. Many rounds.
Mogao sam Gospodinu ponuditi mnoge krugove.
I could give him a present.
Mogao sam mu dati poklon.
And I look back on my days of stress.
I kada se osvrnem na te svoje dane pune stresa.
Oh, we have no milk. How can we get milk? Oh, I'm not very qualified to answer this question.
Nemam mlijeka, odakle nam mlijeko, ja baš nisam taj koji bi trebao pitati.
Jamashtami needs a lot of milk for the Abhishek.
Za Jamashtami je potrebno puno mlijeka za Abhishek.
Can you make a phone call? Can you please arrange the milk?
I onda zovemo, možem...
The whole Jamashtami, I was just thinking about such stress.
I čitam Jamashtami, sam razmišljao o takvim stvarima.
But then I also looked at the moment when I was happy and stressed.
Onda sam također promatrao trenutke kada sam bio sretan u tim stresnim situacijama.
And I remember you can be happy in the stressni situacije, right?
I sjetio sam se da možemo biti sretni u tim stresnim situacijama.
When you know one mantra.
Kada znamo jednu mantru.
Would you like to know this mantra?
Želite li znati tu mantru?
Are you sometimes also stressed?
Jeste li vi ponekad pod stresom?
It can happen, or with an anxiety.
Ili možda onako malo uplašeni, utjeskobni.
Then you should just say this mantra and say it out loud.
Onda trebate izgovoriti glasno ovu mantru.
I'm a servant only.
Ja sam samo sluga.
I'm just a servant.
Samo sam sluga.
I'm just a servant. Say it a few times loud.
Recite to nekoliko puta glasno.
Until you find out that you mean it.
Dok to stvarno ne počnete i
and then you will be able to handle difficult situations in life.
I onda ćete se moći nositi s teškim situacijama u životu.
It works, but you have to say it. The art is you have to say it.
Ali tajna je u tome da to morate reći.
Not just think it and not believe it.
Ja ne samo razmišljati, a ne u to vjerovati.
You have to say, I am a servant.
Trebate reći, ja sam sluga.
Even if, you know, if maybe some people say, is it a problematic situation in your mind that you talk out loud?
Čekaj, vam neki onako kažu, pa ti govoriš na glas.
I always say it when there are people who doubt my integrity or my mental saneness. I say it in the bathroom. When no one hears it, but you have to say it.
Ja to ne kažem pred ljudima koji će možda sumnjati u moje mentalno zdravlje ili u moj integritet, pa kažem to kupaoni kada mi nitko ne čuje.
Please try it.
Iskušajte to.
I'm only a servant.
Samo sam sluga.
Immediately you feel like you separate from the stress.
I odmah se odvajate od tog stresa.
I'm giving my best.
Dajem sve od sebe.
Small.
Ja sam mali.
Insignificant.
Beznačajan.
Trying to do my service.
Pokušavam raditi svoju službu.
This humility will just shrink you down. You become small and then you just easily walk underneath the problem.
Da će vas poniznost jednostavno smanjiti i onda postanete tako mali i možete samo fino proći ispod
problema. You are very big. That you come to a problem you can't move.
Kad ste jako veliki i nađete se pred tim problemom, ne možete
nigdje. But when you become very small,
ali kada postanete jako mali,
spiritually small,
duhovno mali,
you can go under everything.
Možete proći ispod svega.
Please try it.
Iskušajte to, molim.
I know that only 80, that only maybe 5% of you will try it.
Mislim da će samo 5% vas to pokušati.
Little more participation in spiritual life, please.
Malo više sudjelujte u duhovnom životu.
Good. So I have come to the end of my presentation.
Došla sam do kraja svojeg izlaganja.
So nice to be with all of you.
Tako lijepo biti sa svima.
Now I won't any longer try to make you into good devotees. I will just say something normal.
Neću vas pokušati od vas napraviti dobro bakta, reći ću nešto normalno.
I'm just so happy to be with you.
Tako sam sretan što sam se s vama.
We had wonderful times in our hermitage in the Bosnian mountains.
Bilo nam je jako lijepo na našoj osami u bosanskim planinama.
But it's just a special ecstasy to be amongst devotees and chant and dance.
No, poseban je za nas biti među baktama i samo plesati i pjevati.
And it's especially nice for me to be here in this temple, where I can see steady signs of growth.
Jako mi je drago što sam ovdje u ovom hramu gdje vidim postojane znakove napretka.
Last time when I came there were no painting, but now there are painting.
Kad sam zadnji put bio ovdje nije bilo slika, ali sad su tu.
All the lights function. This.
I sva svjetla rade.
I remember it was this light which was not functioning.
Sjećam se da ovo tu svjetlo nije baš radilo.
Please excuse me, I somehow my mind registers everything.
Prostite, ne moram baš sve primijetiti.
But now we also have very good plans for preaching here.
I sada imamo jako dobre planove za propovjedanje ovdje.
You will hear much at this moment. I feel it's you know, I have to first inform myself about the work of our group Viva La Jiva. I'm still a little disconnected.
Moram još nešto saznati o radu naše grupe Viva La Jiva. Još nisam baš povezan s njima tako dobro.
We also have a contribution. I've talked with Ishan today, a very nice devotee from the Veda Academy, about, you know, there's an Indian university who wants to cooperate like anything with us.
Razgovarao sam i s jednim divnim baktom iz Vedske akademije Ishanom i govorili smo o jednom indijskom sveučilištu gdje jako želimo surađivati s nama.
My dream is really that we offer to the public spiritual education, so to say, where they can go from step one to step higher and higher and higher, and that they can also see a perspective for their educational life. In other words, they can get an academic accreditation.
Moj san da pružimo duhovno obrazovanje ljudima gdje mogu ići korak po korak, isto tako da mogu dobiti neko obrazovanje koje će imati akademski karakter.
At that moment Krishna consciousness would immediately go out of this little corner of some dreamy spiritualists.
U tom trenutku svjesnost Krishna će izaći iz tog okvira nekih sanjarskih duhovnjaka.
And people would see a benefit. They could learn something for their lives.
I ljudi će u tome vidjeti neku dobrobit, da mogu nešto naučiti praktično za svoj život.
And be respectable.
I da budu poštovani.
Like I remember when we had this wonderful meeting in the castle, there was one very nice devotee. I don't know if she's here. Gachanti. Gachanti is here. Where? Yeah, there, Ganshanti, who said people want to know something. She said, Sada, what is now? Sada, I noticed that Sada, like Saddam Hussein Shah. I remembered it like this.
Sjećam se kada smo imali jedan sastanak u dvorcu, da je jedna naša divna Gachanti koja je ovdje rekla jednu zanimljivu stvar, da trebamo djelovati sada.
We say when you die, after your death, you will be with the Lord. But they want tada, now, what is the benefit for me now?
Not forgotten. Dobrobit steći kasnije kad umremo, kad budemo s Bogom, ali koja dobrobit za nas sada u ovom trenutku?
So we have to teach them, yes.
I moramo ih tome poučiti.
Healthy living.
Zdrav život.
Personality development
razvoj
in a spiritual way.
Razvoj osobnosti na duhovan način.
Yes, yes. All these things we have to teach them and then.
Trebamo ih poučavati
svim tim stvarima
i onda oni imaju svoje sada.
It's very important. Yeah.
To je jako važno.
So we have all these dreams.
Imamo sve te snove.
And we need all of you.
I trebamo sve vas.
We need the best of you.
Najbolje od vas.
And then we can make the kingdom of God on earth.
I onda možemo stvoriti Božje kraljestvo na zemlji.
Please stay connected.
Ostanite povezani, molim vas.